Techopia Live is heading out to the Valley, more specifically heading to Arnprior, Ontario, where a technology design services company has doubled its revenue in the past few years. Electric vehicles, robotics, AI, smart IoT, they are even doing space projects. Who are we talking about? Stay tuned for that answer in this episode of Techopia Live. Hey everyone, I'm Michael Curran from the Ottawa Business Journal. Welcome to Techopia Live. This is a regular podcast from OBJ that features executives from next generation technology companies and established executives from flagship tech companies, all with a goal of keeping the tech sector informed and connected. In today's episode, we talk about a design services company that's based out in the Valley, as they say. The company has more than doubled its revenues in the past 3 years. In fact, it ranked in the number 6 position on Eastern Ontario Business Journal's fastest growing companies. The company's fascinating to me for lots of reasons, but primarily because it works on a lot of state-of-the-art technologies. Think about electric vehicles, robotics, AI, smart IoT. It's even working on space projects. Without further ado, let's welcome our guest now. Here is the president at Convergence Design Services, the one and only Ben Seaman. Hey, Ben.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Pretty good.
I'm excited to have you with us here, Ben. And we'll get things off with a pretty big basic question. To introduce yourself here in a second, you date back in terms of history in Ottawa's tech sector all the way back to JDS Uniphase, but tell us more, introduce yourself.
Yeah, so Ben Seaman, president of Convergence Design Services. As mentioned, started my career in Ottawa in the late 90s at JDS Uniphase during the mad rush, the peak years. And then after that, actually came back to this design engineering firm for approximately 7 years, and then was at various aerospace companies, Honeywell Aerospace and Curtiss Wright. And then approximately 5 years ago, I took over Convergence Design Engineering Services.
I noticed that on your LinkedIn. It's like a boomerang.
Yeah.
Left, yeah. And then the boomerang came back around and you came back to Convergence.
Yeah, that's right.
What was it that drew you back? Obviously, you know, you entered the president's role, Ben, so there's some obvious appeal to that. But was there anything in particular that brought you back to design to Convergence Design?
The people primarily that I worked with, they have a history. They've been here for, you know, 20 years. I worked with them for a number of years then. The existing owner was going into retirement mode and they needed somebody to take over the reins and kind of grow the business in new areas. And that's when I came in with my background in aerospace and other advanced electronics.
I love that answer. The reason to go somewhere is the people, right? Like working with great people is, you know, probably the biggest satisfaction you can get. And tell us, give us a little bit of the history of Convergence Design. It's not a new startup. It's the opposite. It's been around for many, many years. Tell us a little bit about the history and what you do.
Yeah, so the history is we're a premier contract design engineering company. We have a lot of mechanical engineers, hardware engineers, some software capabilities as well. And the two main focuses that we've really exploded in the last few years would be electric vehicle designs, targeting niche applications and some robotics work. And then the other side would be ruggedized electronics. So we do a lot in both commercial, military, and space programs.
So very cool. And by the way, for listeners and our viewers, we're going to go through three of the top three significant projects that Convergence is working on. Give us a few more basics on the company, Ben, in terms of employees or number of clients or even the types of clients. Give us a few more details.
Employees, we're hovering around 20, primarily in the, I would call it, senior engineering roles. We are starting to further expand that in our capabilities as, you know, new projects come in. We just keep adding a few more people in a gradual manner so that our quality bar is still high. We're still able to execute on everything, current demands and future demands. So we're always looking at, you know, new engineering talent. We're always looking at bringing on new clients in a slow, controlled manner. Our typical, I would say, customer would be either a somewhat established small, medium business, but sometimes it's also larger Fortune 500 companies.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a dumb question. How do you find those clients? Like, is it just salesmanship, so to speak, or is it RFPs responding to like in a formal contract bidding? How does Convergence find business?
I would say a few things. So it's relationship building over the number of years, being in a lot of various companies in Ottawa and knowing a lot of the various management structure. And then in the last few years, we've also opened up more partnerships with other smaller firms such as STL Engineering, Arcane 4, Studio 63 on industrial design. And that's really kind of given us the power of partnership. So combined, we're much stronger that way. We also have some dedicated salespeople that we have brought on in the last year or so that has also helped further expand reach.
Okay, really interesting. And since we're talking about revenue, I appreciate you're a private company, so you're not going to divulge your your revenue number. But what we can tell you is that, as mentioned earlier in the episode, that Convergence ranked number 6 on the Eastern Ontario Business Journal fastest growing companies. I think the revenue increase over a 3-year period was in the 107%, if I'm remembering correctly. But tell us about the growth. So, I mean, my gosh, this is a company that's basically doubled its revenue in the past few years, including a couple pandemic years, by the way.
Yeah. So when I first started taking over, actually, was right at the start of the pandemic, which was very interesting, we'll just say. Obviously, then the world realized products still needed to be developed and everyone was behind schedule and behind in resourcing. So we've been fortunate enough to continuously get new projects executing super well. Our customers are happy and that just brings on more and more work. So typically, we'll just start small with our clients and that will further snowball. We like to say we're a co-engineering group here. We typically help augment our current customers' needs because as project demands ebb and flow, sometimes they're going to have, you know, huge swells of work when they can bring us in just to help support those swells that can occur. And then we're seeing a lot of growth in that area as well.
I'm getting that point. Okay, so you're augmenting. You're not fully outsourced sometimes. It's augmenting someone's existing team to balance out those ebbs and flows in their design projects.
Yeah, quite often. And they also get the added benefit of outside eyes on design reviews, doing layout, signal integrity testing, mechanical verification and simulation. So it really does help their process and internally our team wins as well in new skills development.
Okay. You know, increasingly at OBJ, we're putting our attention on Eastern Ontario. So I love the fact that you're from Arnprior. Any benefits or downfalls from being situated, headquartered in a valley town like Arnprior? What's it mean to Convergence to be based in Arnprior?
I would say we're very fortunate to be in Arnprior. The quality of life is fantastic in the small town setting. We have a really great facility. It's a huge facility where we keep adding more and more test equipment, more and more equipment for our engineers. So we have everything from, you know, vehicle build bays to an EMI chamber, an anechoic chamber. We just keep adding from a facility standpoint, which in Ottawa would be more challenging to do that. On the flip side, we're only 20 minutes away from Kanata. So getting talent and more people are recognizing the quality of life balance out here. So they want to actually start coming out here to even, I'd say three of my engineers have moved here in the last 6 months or so. So more people like the quality of life out here.
You're really playing into that pandemic trend where we saw people, you know, not wanting to be in cities, wanting to have a little bit more space and in maybe a country setting and that. And I would imagine, Ben, you know, if you can convince some of those top engineers to live in Arnprior, then there's a little bit of, how should I put it, stickiness with the company. Like, you know, nothing against Leggett Drive, but you're not just switching to the next cubicle at Leggett Drive.
That's 100% right. And you can see the natural, we have the recreation vehicle tracks right next to our building. So we can test our vehicles. We have the Ottawa River, which is a fantastic playground. We have ski hills nearby. We have so much to offer in a really nice setting. So we're seeing a lot of people want to migrate out here.
That's really neat. I never thought of some of those benefits. So thanks for going through them, Ben. We'll take a break for a sponsor message in 1 second. But before I do that, I just wanted to ask about some of the challenges. So, you know, we just talked about the fact that your revenues have effectively doubled in the past few years. That means challenges, right? That might mean challenges keeping up with work, might be HR challenges. But what are you facing and how are you dealing with the challenges these days?
Well, at the end of the day, I would say any company nowadays is essentially an HR company first. So always getting that top tier talent is always our number one goal and requirement. So getting access to quality staff is paramount for our success and our growth. That's why we've grown. So continuously push and get more and more people onboarded in a fashion that's controlled so that we maintain that high quality bar, I would say, is the number one piece of the puzzle there.
That's a really interesting answer, Ben. It probably speaks to your leadership, just understanding that every company is really an HR operation before it's anything else, right? Yeah. Okay, we're going to take that sponsor break now, Ben. And it quite appropriate to this, we're going to pause for a second to recognize the sponsor of this episode, the University of Ottawa Faculty of Engineering.
One of the major sources of talent for the region's tech sector is the University of Ottawa's Faculty of Engineering, which is one of the supporters of Techopia Live. The faculty is home to more than 6,000 students and offers a co-op program that's consistently ranked as one of the best in Canada. Supported by a staff of professionals helping with the onboarding process, these undergrad and graduate students are frequently hired by local tech firms as co-op students, invited back for subsequent work terms, and then hired on as full-time employees after graduation. If your company is growing, you'd be remiss not to consider the talent that's emerging from the University of Ottawa's Faculty of Engineering. You can learn more at engineering.uottawa.ca.
All right, we're back with Ben Seaman from Convergence Technologies. I won't put you on the spot, Ben, but I would imagine you might have a couple UO engineering people working for you.
Yeah. And actually, one of the other things is our co-op program. We're always kind of continuously rolling our co-op program. So we pull from either Carleton, Ottawa U, or Algonquin.
That's great. Yeah. It's a tried and true method to refresh your talent and kick the tires, as they might say, on new talent. Yeah. So Ben, I'm excited for the back segment of our episode, because we're going to talk about three projects that Convergence is responsible for, or working on, I should say. All right. So the first one involves EV design. Give us an overview of this EV design project.
So on the EV side, we work on a few currently. Typically, we will design everything from the chassis, the suspension, the drivetrain system, the motor controller, specifying the entire vehicle design, doing the kinematic modeling, doing everything that is required in these. Typically, it's niche applications, like the one on screen right now is kind of more industrial. We're also working on some recreational ones. We're working on some agricultural ones. So it goes across the board. And what it is ground up bumper design, essentially. So everything from, you know, body panels to the seat definition, seat belts, the lighting, fixturing design, the wiring and the architecture for the full vehicle, battery system, BMS management, everything that goes into vehicle design, we can adapt and do it from that ground floor up level. Other clients may just want to retrofit to an existing vehicle as well. We have done that in some instances, and we've even done some everything from hydrofoil boat designs to other niche areas that, you know, in that kind of electromechanical mechatronics role that we can satisfy quite easily.
Okay. And let me just wrap my head around that. So someone would come to Convergent Designs because whatever, you know, standard piece of EV of machine is or vehicle, it doesn't satisfy their needs. So they need some level of customization for safety or for some function. Is that why they're coming to Convergence in that case?
Well, what we're seeing is with the transition from the current combustion ones, like the big Polaris's, for example, in this instance, they were designed for a combustion engine. To make it actually for a electric vehicle, a redesign is required, where a lot of the times they will just go in and modify the drivetrain and not really have the thought process from a ground up design. So in sometimes that instance, it'll be a full ground up design. And then in other instance, it's just a demo where we retrofit, do the drivetrain, do some testing, things like that.
Very cool. And we're seeing a picture of your design team there, all those friendly faces. Some sort of expo you were at?
We were at CES in Vegas, the largest, you know, consumer show for electronics and anything like that, which has migrated toward a lot of automotive in the last few years, I would say. So we had a big team through our conglomerate at Ottawa Infotainment there, showcasing our newest technology, which we'll show you coming up next. Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty cool that you're at CES in Vegas. That's the big leagues. All right. So number two, you teased it, is a project. And by the way, for the viewers and listeners, these are all very diverse projects. That's why we pick them. The second project is in the infotainment domain controller. Explain what that means, Ben.
So an infotainment domain controller is, we'll call it the brains of a vehicle, especially in these low speed vehicles or in actual full service vehicles. So on the one side, it will control everything from your speed, your odometer, your cluster information, and give you your battery health, your range, et cetera. And then on the separate side would be your infotainment system, your radio, your Bluetooth connectivity, your navigation controls, et cetera. So that particular case, we've teamed up. This was other contract engineering firms that we've worked with the last, I'd say 5 years since I've taken over. So Studio 63 on the UX industrial design and Arcane 4 on the software side. Those guys were a bunch of ex-QNX guys, Crank. And together we've kind of formed a conglomeration, Ottawa Infotainment, showcasing that technology. So we can customize and design it in for various vehicles, which has really had huge uptake in the last year.
Wow. And have this design, has it been implemented in actual things that are being manufactured? Is there a car? Is there a vehicle? Is there something with this yeah, infotainment controller installed and functional?
Yeah. So right now there's four prototype vehicles on the road in California. I can't say too much on everything because we have, of course, NDAs in place, but it is future headed toward production, probably Q4, I would say.
Wow. That's exciting. That's very exciting. And speaking of exciting things, by the way, our third design project involves space. Convergence has worked on programs such as Canada Arm, Lunar Rover, and the International Space Station. Tell us about your work there.
Yeah, so I would say approximately 3 or 4 years ago, we partnered quite closely with another local engineering firm who does a lot of thermal simulation, vibration simulation, STL engineering. And throughout that partnership, we've continuously grown together our skill set, and we've been getting more and more work on various space programs. So typically we do a lot of the electronics side of things for everything from the Canarm system. We're working with, I would say, three or four space programs right now, various subcontractors. And it's been very successful because as all these space programs continuously grow in the last, you know, few years with target launch dates of 2026, 27, we're seeing more and more demand for all these kind of programs to finalize, get their product design done. And then the rigor required in space programs is at a next level. It's kind of similar to aerospace, but there's an extra around 10 to 15 major areas that need major attention.
Okay. It's fascinating, Ben, that you've got that type of expertise right inside Convergence to work with those partners in that. That's very exciting. You must be, your team must feel proud to work on major projects, to play a role in them like that. That's something that you could brag about with your buddies over a beer or something.
Yeah, absolutely. When you know that your work is going into major milestones for Canada and beyond, same with EVs, same with space, same with the advanced IoT stuff we work on. Everyone's super happy to come into work, make a difference, learn a lot of new things from our senior staff, learn from our clients, learn throughout the process. So it's continuously evolving and continuously growing both internally and externally, which has been great.
Very neat. We're going to start winding down the episode a little bit, but I want to look ahead. So we're filming this in late February 2024, but I want you to look ahead for 2024. And when you do that, gaze in your crystal ball, so to speak, Ben, what lies ahead for Convergence this year?
I would say same as the last 5 years, continue growing, adding, you know, 5 to 10 people max per year, just to make sure that, you know, everything's falling in step. Our customers are well satisfied. We can communicate properly. We can execute as required. And then on the flip side, we can get that high quality of staff level that is required for us to really hit the bar, super, super critical in this instance.
Really interesting. What I'm picking up on there, Ben, is you're very intentional in your growth, and not for it to be slow, but not for it to be too fast. Very measured approach to growth to maintain, you know, your quality standards.
That's exactly it. I don't want to continuously grow to become a, you know, overnight 100-person company. I want to slowly put in all the fundamental steps that is going to make it successful for both, you know, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. That's the key aspects I'm after.
Makes a ton of sense. So we've arrived at our final question here, Ben, and before we wrap up, we're going to pose it. It's time for our Building a Better Working World segment, brought to you by EY.
At Convergence, we believe in investing in our staff, our skills, and everything in between. So giving our engineers all the tools, the equipment, and the growth mindset to be able to achieve their goals while maintaining a fantastic work environment. That is my number one goal of, you know, this building a better world for our employees.
Yeah, that sounds like building a better working world for me. And when you start with your employees, it tends to mean great things for the companies. You've certainly figured that part out, Ben. So thank you very much, Ben, for being with us today. I appreciate you've got a really busy schedule, but we've been excited to learn more about Convergence Design Services and what the future holds. Thanks again, Ben.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you to Ben. And as we wrap up, let's take a look at some of the other great companies that champion our Techopia project. Techopia is brought to you by many great sponsors, such as EY, building a better working world. Number Crunch, offering virtual CFO services for SaaS companies. Perley Robertson Hill & McDougall, a leader in business and technology sector law. TD Bank, specialized programs for technology companies, the University of Ottawa Faculty of Engineering, creating the next generation of technical talent. Techopia is not only a podcast. We post new articles daily at obj.ca/techopia. And if you're on YouTube, please subscribe and click the bell icon. All right. Thanks again to Ben Seaman for joining us from Convergence Design Services, a company we'll keep on following. Maybe we'll see them on the fastest growing companies list again. Who knows? Listen, before we wrap up, I want to mention a tease something that's coming up, and that's our 2024 Techopia EY Insights Magazine. The OBJ team with the EY staff and other players in the technology ecosystem here in Ottawa are busy working on that magazine. It's designed to be like an annual report, not in the typical annual report, but exciting editorial content, graphs, lists, Q&A, pitches. You got it all. So that's going to be coming out sometime in April, early May, and we'll be having a great party to launch that. So if you're part of the Techopia community, look out for some invitations on that part. I want to thank you for watching or listening. We hope Techopia is keeping you informed and connected. Let's keep building Ottawa's technology utopia. That is Techopia. See you soon. Bye-bye, everyone.